bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us. Our passage for today is going to come from Galatians chapter 3, verses 1 through 9, which says, "O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? It was before your eyes that Jesus Christ was publicly portrayed as crucified. Let me ask you only this: did you receive the Spirit by works of the law or by hearing with faith? Are you so foolish? Having begun by the Spirit, are you now being perfected by the flesh? Did you suffer so many things in vain, if indeed it was in vain? Does he who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you do so by works of the law or by hearing with faith? Just as Abraham believed God and it was counted to him as righteousness. Know then that it is those of faith who are the sons of Abraham. And the Scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, preached the gospel beforehand to Abraham, saying, 'In you shall all the nations be blessed.' So then, those who are of faith are blessed along with Abraham, the man of faith." We're continuing our study through the book of Galatians, where there are some false teachers that have come into this church and gotten them all confused and turning to a, you know, quote-unquote, other gospel. And Paul's getting into the heart of the issue here, which is these teachers are trying to get the Galatian church to go back to keeping the law, saying this is the way that we follow after Christ, by doing good works, by checking the boxes. And Paul combats it by saying, this is not the way that you received Christ. First, it was before your eyes that Jesus Christ was publicly portrayed as crucified. What is he talking about here? They didn't have a play or a movie or something like that where they acted out the crucifixion. No, this is talking about the preaching of the good news, the preaching of the gospel. Paul says elsewhere in the letter to the Galatians that I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. This was the message. This was Paul's boast. So when he shared the gospel with them, that would have been the message. Christ has done the work. He was crucified for the sins of the whole world and rose again, seated at the right hand of God, interceding for those who are his own. This is the good news, that we serve a risen Savior who has paid the penalty for our sin. This is the message that we preach today, Jesus Christ and him crucified. This is the good news that we have and we have to share with others. And Paul did. He shared that with the Galatian church. And now, having begun by faith, they are turning back to works of the law. And that's Paul's argument here, saying, you began by faith. Do we continue to live the Christian life by faith, or do we continue to live the Christian life by doing works, by living according to the law? It says, did you suffer in vain? It seems to indicate that the Galatian church suffered persecution because of their attitude toward the law. And Paul's saying, was all that for nothing? That now you're turning back to circumcision? Now you're turning back to meeting the law? And then he goes right to something that would have touched the Hebrew believers, which is Abraham, the man of faith, the Old Testament, that these Gentile believers clearly knew about. The reason that he was acceptable in God's sight is because he believed God. He trusted God. That is why he's called the man of faith. And this touches on an important theological point. How did believers in the Old Testament experience salvation? Through faith. The law was given because these were God's people. And God had a way that he desired for them in his wisdom to live. And there's, you know, this has been talked about elsewhere. We don't have time to get into it today, but three elements of the law. There was a ceremonial law, which dealt with guilt and sin. There was a civil law, which dealt with God's people living as a nation together. How are they going to live as a people? And then there was a moral law. And the moral law being the things that kind of transcend the Old and New Testaments. Don't murder, don't lie, don't steal, right? But none of this was how God's people experienced salvation. They experienced salvation because they were in a relationship with him. They believed God. They were looking forward to a coming Messiah who would bring salvation. They didn't know what that was going to look like. But Abraham trusted God, and it was counted to him as righteousness. So too we today experience the fullness of our Christian life by faith, by grace, not by works. Have you ever had the power steering go out in your car? I had that happen. I've not had that happen with my, you know, 20-year-old car that I'm driving now, but my PT Cruiser, that was my first car. I love that weird little car. But it had all kinds of things go wrong with it while I owned it. And twice I had the power steering go out. I remember this being up in Virginia, having to turn around on these mountain roads with no power steering. And it is a pain. You know, when you're turning your car and everything's working normally, you think, I'm doing the turning, till that power steering goes out. And then you realize, oh no, I was not the one. I was not the one generating the power. That power was coming from somewhere else. And my simple act of turning right or turning left did so much more work than I could have done on my own. Because when it was on me, it became very, very difficult and inefficient. In the same way, the power for our Christian life, both to enter into it and as we continue to live this Christian life, is through the power of God working in us, is through grace. And we experience the fullness of seeing God at work in us. Like Paul said elsewhere, he boasts in his weakness because when we are weak, then we see God be strong. And here we've got the Galatian church trying to be strong, trying to live the Christian life for God instead of with God. It is those of faith who are the sons of Abraham. It goes back to that silly song we used to sing in children's church. Father Abraham had many sons. I'm one of them and so are you. We are the sons of Abraham because we believe in faith, in the finished work of Jesus Christ and him crucified. Where does the power come from to live our Christian life today? It does not come from cleaning ourselves up and making ourselves acceptable. It comes from trusting him, walking in relationship with him, knowing God, trusting in his promises, and taking steps of faith to see him work in our lives. So, Lord, we thank you for this reminder that even after our salvation, God, we don't work for you, with you off at a distance, God. We work with you. We see your work in us. We work at our salvation with fear and trembling because it is you who moves and works and lives this life for us. We live the life we now live through Christ. So help us to not only believe that, but to live it out, to trust your promises. And whatever problems, whatever situations you bring our way today, may we tackle them with you by faith that you are a good God who is working for your children. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thank you for tuning into another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.